A Dixie State University professor is calling on university officials to reconsider changing the name of the school in light of a recent national debate over the use of Confederate symbols. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Danielle Larson Reif is an assistant professor of psychology at Dixie State University. She published an editorial in the Spectrum newspaper on Monday asking Utah to consider its unfortunate association with the Confederate South in the wake of the mass shooting at a mostly black South Carolina church last month.
The southern states and other universities who have Confederacy symbols in their public institutions have reconsidered, and they've come to understand that it's not in anybody's best interest to be associated with symbols of hate and hate crimes.
Larson Reif says the name Dixie has been an obstacle in her efforts to recruit highly qualified faculty from out of state. In 2013, officials considered changing the name as the school gained university status. The St. George area was nicknamed Utah's Dixie after Brigham Young sent settlers there in the 19th century to attempt to grow cotton and tobacco in the desert climate. Over the years, Dixie State University adopted a Confederate South identity, using rebels as its mascot and displaying Confederate flags. Students are also pictured in old yearbooks, wearing blackface and holding mock slave auctions. Steve Johnson is a spokesman for the university.
We do have that Confederate history, but we have done a lot of things over the last two decades to move forward, turn the page, and move forward as Utah's newest university.
The school began retiring its Confederate identity in the mid-90s. It dropped its use of the rebel nickname and discontinued using Confederate flags. In January this year, a statue of two Confederate soldiers was removed from campus. Johnson says the university's new president has kicked off a strategic plan to reshape the university, but he says the plan doesn't include renaming the school. Whitney Evans, KUER News.